God is both Alpha and Omega. Are any of you aware what those words mean? That God is the beginning and the end. That God is not contained to time like we are, birth, life, death. But that God is eternal. We could add that word here. That God has no beginning and God has no end. It's going to say that God is the creator. That all that we have in the universe, all that we see, all that we experience, all that we know is from His hand. Ascribe to these judges that they will be fair, that they will be honorable, that they will uphold the Constitution, and they will distribute what is right and what is wrong. They will establish what is moral and what is immoral. But let's say just for a moment that not one of those judges, but another judge on a bench here in Taylor County. And before the judge, what he had done. There was DNA evidence, and there was witness testimony, and there was the actual victim's testimony, and there was an alibi that was disproven. And over and over again, this rapist criminal, his guilt was proven. So that when the jury of his peers go off, they deliberate in less than 1 minute. And they come back to their jurors' box, and they deliver the verdict. But the judge does something that no judge, no good judge would do. The judge says, I don't care about your verdict. I don't care about the evidence. I don't care about the testimony. I don't care about the victim's testimony. I don't care about the DNA. I declare this rapist innocent. Protesting the courts. You would be picketing the streets. You would demand justice. Some person had been victimized. The evidence was clear. The DNA was there. The testimonies were aligned. How dare some judge rule innocence when guilt was clearly found? You see, it is only God who, in His love and kindness and mercy and forgiveness, can declare right and wrong. Always do it justly. He is honest. In Him there is no darkness at all. definition to this, and I'm not referring to your life. I'll just speak to my life. Compare me to God, there's quite a difference. God is holy. I'm not. God is always loving. God is always kind. God is always honest. God's judgment, His justice, His goodness, His rightness demands something to be done with my sinfulness. God can't just look at me and say, innocent, 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 and still be a good judge. No, He needs to pronounce what is true. Guilty, 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 guilty. Says in John chapter 1 verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word, that's Jesus, became flesh and He lived among us, and we have seen His glory. It's the same glory that we would see from God, and yet Jesus says, if you have seen my Father, you have also seen me. You see, Jesus came to be in human flesh, but was fully God. And so all the things that I would ascribe to God, I ascribe to Jesus. So He is all loving. He is all kind. He is all merciful. He is honest. He is true. He was the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It says in the book of Colossians that through Him and by Him and for Him, all things were made. You see, God became man, and Jesus is still fully God, but He's in human flesh. We see the glory of God when we see Jesus Christ. Yet, that would still not do anything and take for yourself a wife of whoredom and have children of whoredom, for the land commits great whoredom for the sake of the Lord. Now, my Lord, I'm saying the word whore. He's nervous. I didn't talk like that. No mercy. Mercy's coming after you. Jezreel, watch out for no mercy and no, you're not my people. He's got to buy her like the whore she is. was holy, righteous,